This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break here, we are talking with Jim in regards to soil sample and the lawn. Excuse me, not the lawn, the garden. And the process he's gone through, which is pretty intensive and is pretty awesome, to be honest with you. Of how you do it, and we are just going over what we could do because he's received a soil sample back that is telling him that the magnesium has skyrocketed and the other elements have as well. That sounds correct, Jim?
No, absolutely.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about what to do by using that product, either Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Jonathan, Sulfur's from Natural Alternative, the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. And I would continue at the same time to use that fertilizer that you've been doing. So it's...
I generally do that end of February, early March. So can I put that down, the seaweed down as well with the Jonathan Green product at the same time?
Yes, they're going to do... Yes, completely. Because you want to continue with your process. You don't want to get away from it. So you definitely want to do them, almost at the same time, just, one after another.
Right.
What I would probably do is put the sulfur-based product down first, then put the seaweed over the top of it. So it's not trying to break through the seaweed. It's just on the soil first.
Right.
Then you put the seaweed, and then you continue to do what you normally would do.
No, I don't do any top dressing or anything. I just use seaweed.
And you just put it right over the top, right?
Yeah. No, I mean through the season.
Yeah.
Like with the tomatoes and stuff like that, I don't do any top dressing. I just use seaweed. And like I said, some years I rototill it in, some years I just leave it on top and use it as a weed barrier.
Okay. Now, one of the things that your soil sample is telling you have so much, nutrients in there, but I think this sulfur is going to start to break it down, and you need to do it in six-week intervals to really get it down. So 6 weeks from the day that you put it down, you're going to put it again, and then again 6 weeks after that. What I'd like to see you do is... at the end of this 18-week process, get another soil sample to see where you're at, because we can only do so much in one season. Usually, it'll balance everything out and bring it down to that neutral level. You said your pH is like a 7.4 or something along those lines?
Yeah, 1.74, 1.75.
We want to bring that down into the high sixes. To really get the nutrients to move the way they need to. in the way we want them to. And because when it's too high, it can be, you know, it's not going to give you all the same results that you want. So, you know, take a look at the products that we talked about to break up that magnesium, release the other nutrients into the soil, and you're going to probably notice a huge difference midway through the summer of the soil. But I really continue doing that seaweed like you were doing. What I might even recommend doing is, you know, you make that tea, like you said.
Yeah.
Looking at midway through the summer, drying some more seaweed out and adding it to that rain barrel again.
Oh, I do. I change it every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, well, perfect. You're way ahead of me then. But that is awesome that you're doing it that way. You're basically making your own fertilizer by doing that with the tea. I think seaweed can give you so much. It's an added benefit. What I would look to do.
Your father always said that.
It's a free added benefit, right? It's just your time picking it up. That's the only thing that it costs. But I'd look at doing when certain vegetables are starting to, show blossoms, show fruit. Look at using like a little bit heavier fertilizer with it, with that tea, to try and promote more flowers, more blossoms, more blooms, more fruit. And you could use, it doesn't have to be a heavy product, like with a heavy middle number. It's just more of like a all-purpose to try and boost it and work with that seaweed. Because by the time we get to those heavy blossoms times, I'm afraid that if we, we have to do this process, but I'm afraid that some of those nutrients might have been released completely. So that's why I'm really pushing for that second soil sample, because I don't want it to flush everything out and think everything's okay, and then we're not giving it enough nutrients. We kind of have to flush it out in order for it to be successful long term.
I understand what you're saying.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, and good luck, Jim. I am jealous of your process. I'm not jealous of the soil sample, but I'm jealous of the process because I think it's incredible what you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Have a great one. Bye bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Nishan's in New Hampshire.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
About 10 years ago, I bought a fig tree.
Okay.
Got attacked by spider mites, and the main trunk died. A few years later, I tried to nurture it, and it turned into wood and cut it out. Then from the side of it, new branches started coming out of the ground, out of the container. And they've been doing very well, but no fruit now. We tried all kind of fertilizer. They're not bearing fruit. A Greek friend that I have said there are two types of fig trees, some that produce and some that don't. And the ones that don't, they use it for the roots, and they graft on it. 2 years ago, I bought another fig tree, and it started producing right away. So I'm wondering if I can cut branches from the smaller 2-year-old that produces and graft them onto the older one that doesn't produce. And when is a good time to do it?
So, you definitely can graft it. You might want to try a couple branches, not just one, because grafts don't always take. What's the process for overwintering? Do you keep it in like a garage, or is it one where you keep outside and it's covered?
It's in a greenhouse.
Okay. So it's...
And the temperature in the greenhouse has been going only down to about 54 degrees.
Okay, so it's both plants are kind of starting to grow or readily growing. Have they started to produce anything this season, or are they kind of still in that dormancy period?
No, they started to produce some leaves.
Okay. So this would be the time to do it because of it's starting to produce. You don't want to do it when it's completely dormant because then you're not seeing if it's working. What I would recommend doing is going out and getting some of the grafting wax so that it will hold together. And when you're grafting the two, there is a process you need to look at. With the fresh cuts, you want to make sure that those cuts are done and you're grafting right away, not waiting some time, because we want the fresh cut to be able to absorb into each other. We're looking on the new from the plant that is producing to getting something with multiple leaf nodes or leaf junctions, and we're looking to get them cut at angles. So I want to discuss that a little bit more on the other side of the break, so hang tight with me. Everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking to Sean in regards to fig tree. He has two of them. One is a newer, a newer, working out really well, doing everything it's supposed to. The other one he's had for a number of years, had some issues in the past, and really trying to get it going again. Now, fig trees, you can definitely graft them. No problem with that. You could also do some cuttings, but I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get this other one that has a good root system and make it work. So cutting's not going to be the way to go on this one. We're going to look at grafting. Now, for grafting, there is a process that I'd love for you to go through. So that process is you're going to cut the original plant that you're looking to put the new plant onto. You're going to make a fresh cut. And what you're going to want to do is take like a razor blade. And you're going to want to almost cut a triangle out from the top of the original stem. So you go down the middle of the stem, cutting down in two spots so that it's like a little triangle. So that when you do cut it from the new, better plant, it has somewhere to stick into. And you're going to do the opposite for the new plant that you're putting into the older plant. You're going to make that with the triangle facing down instead of the inverted triangle on the stalk. So basically, we're opening up the center of the fig so that the two of them can fuse together. Do you understand what I'm explaining?
Yes.
From there, so now that newer stem is going to sit right in the middle. That's where you're going to use the grafting wax or grafting tape. Either one. Up to you on how you want to do it. Putting that around to hold it in place. What I would also look at doing is getting maybe a couple wooden stakes or metal stakes, whatever kind of stake you can get, to hold that branching up. so that it stays in place, because we're looking for the two of them to fuse together.
Yeah.
And it can take some time for that to happen. So basically what I'm looking for you to do is on the new fig that you're putting onto the old, try to get like 6 or 7 nodes on the sides. You can kind of see them a little bit easier when they're, you know, there's not a lot of leaves on them. 6 or 7 nodes on the side, and then cut below that to go on to the old stem, and make sure that the old stem has the same amount, 6 or 7, because we're looking for it to still be able to pull nutrients from the soil from the original. We don't want to go way down to below, you know, where just like to the level of the pot. We want to go up a little bit. So that it's pulling nutrients from the plant still into the new one. You leave that grafting wax or grafting tape, whichever you use, on for a while. This isn't something where it's only going to take a few days. Eventually, you'll be able to take it off, right, without a problem. You just need to check it a few times. And make sure you're starting to see it almost forms a callus around it, around the stem. And so that's the process you're looking for. Now, as you know, I mean, you already went through the whole process of why the fig tree wasn't fruiting, wasn't doing any, producing any. You know, maybe it's too much nitrogen, so you're going to want to look at that, make sure that you're, you know, if it's a soil test or, you know, just see what's going on, or if you know the fertilizer that you use has a lot of nitrogen in it, maybe slow down on the nitrogen and go with some more phosphorus to try to counteract that, to balance it. The other thing that you could look at sometimes, and you've already looked at this, is the water process, how much water goes into it. Maybe increasing the water, it's not getting enough, or decreasing it. So those are a few things I would look at. All right?
Okay. Well, I have a question about the wax.
All right. Hang on. Hang tight with me because I'm going to hit the break again. I want to answer it fully. So hang tight. We'll be right back here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with a new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Sean. Right as we were going to break, he had a question about the grafting wax. I wanted to bring him back so we could answer that. So what was that question?
Where do I grafting wax or tape?
So local garden center should have, most likely have the grafting tape. The grafting wax might be like an online type thing. Purchasing. It comes in like a block. It almost looks like a block of soap. You have to warm it up in order to kind of move it around a bit and then put it around there. The grafting tape might be the easiest to find and use. I would say that the grafting tape is most likely at any local garden center. You could find that today. You should be able to.
Do I have time for one more question?
Sure.
I also have two grapevines that I bought 20 years ago. They're doing excellent. I bought them to get seedless fruit from it, but all I'm getting is tiny grapes full of seeds, unedible. I'm thinking about grafting also some good grapes. Where do I find cuttings for better quality grapes?
You're probably going to have to look at like a local garden center to get, I think they call them whips, that aren't going to be that big, and you can use those as cuttings. They're usually less expensive. The other thing is how often are you pruning your grapevines?
Yeah, yearly.
Yearly. Okay. So you're doing the whole process. If you're looking to graft them on there, the easiest way is to purchase, smaller whips from either a local garden center, or you can go online. I believe Burpee will have them online, and you can purchase them from there. Do that same process of grafting as we discussed with the fig, but I'd wait a little bit of time to do that. Let it warm up outside as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. One last question.
Sure.
You your dad had a program where he could visit us for a fee and give us advice on multiple things. Do you have the same program?
I don't have it at this time. I'm so busy with a lot of other things. My father, at the end there, for the past 10 years, didn't have the nursery any longer, so he was able to travel. Whereas I am working a full time job, got two little ones, and doing this. So I'm not there yet. Hopefully, in the next couple of years, I'll be able to do that. If some time frees up. So look for it in the future, but right now I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you well, and you have an excellent program. You're helping a lot of people. Please stay with us.
Thank you. Have a great one, Nishan.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep, perfect.
I have two questions. One about a hibiscus bulb that I bought in a jar from the grocery store. I wanted to know what to do with the bulb after the flower's gone by, and should I keep watering it or let it dry up? The second question is, what do I do with my poinsettias that I bought from the grocery store? It's dying no matter what I do, and I'd like to keep it.
Okay. So
I'll get off the air because I just had to get in the car, so
okay.
Headed for church. So I'll let you answer those off air. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. So, Jen, a couple things here. We'll start with the hibiscus bulb, right? The hibiscus bulb is most likely going to be the perennial type hibiscus, but it is something that needs to rest during the winter times. So what we want to do with that bulb is we want to let whatever branching, whatever anything that's on there kind of die back. You want it to get back to the bulb. You want it to put its energy back into the bulb, right? You can place it, you know, in the regular sunlight and get it to die back that way. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to let it dry out. You're not looking to water this plant continuously. Let's look at it as like we would do with perennials getting ready for the winter. Perennials that we get ready for the winter, we let them dry out towards the end of fall. We let the plant die back, let the leaves kind of get hit by the frost, right? Not that you're going to be letting them get hit by frost at this point. They're indoors. But we're not going to take care of them as often. We want them to just go back and kind of go, and not kind of, just actually go dormant for a bit. You let them rejuvenate in the bulb and let them just kind of sit there. You want them to die down. Once the leaves have started to turn brown or the branching starts to turn brown, we can cut them back because they die back to the ground. From there, you could put them in the basement. You could put them in the garage as long as it's not a garage that's going to get in the freezing temperatures because we've already been inside. But in an area where it's going to be cooler, not in an area where it's going to be heated. When I say heated, I mean like keeping your temperatures at like 68, 70. In an area that might be more in the 50s because we're letting it rest. We're bringing it back down to the ground here. From there, you usually let it sit 6-8 weeks, checking on it every couple, maybe once a week, to make sure that the bulb down there is still viable. By doing that, what do? You just check on it, push the bulb a little bit, see if it's still hard, as long as it's not, rotting out. And the reason why we check on it is because when it rots out, or it's starting to get maybe too moist, or starting to create mold, it's going to, you know, do damage for you, not going to be staying. But if you were to leave the leaves on, that's why it could start to mold or start to do those things. So that's why we cut it back to the ground. Once the spring starts to hit, we're warming up where temperatures are regulating during the season. That's when you can bring it outside, slowly getting it going for the season. Get it into the ground at that point. Once you can put a shovel in the ground, it's the best way to do it because this is meant to be outside. It'll have the entire season to grow and get ready and build from there. Now, the poinsettia, you're looking to overwinter it. And there's a couple ways to do that. And if you don't have time to remember all this, there was a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, if you go on our Facebook page, I had put out some information on what to do almost like on a monthly basis for the poinsettia. But I'll go over it now. I'm not saying I'm not going to answer it. I just, if you look back, or for anybody else who's looking for it, on our Facebook page, about a month and a half ago, I had posted it. So what do? We want poinsettias to go dormant as well and kind of die back a little bit. We're not looking to kill them off, cut them back at this point. What we're looking to do at first, we'll still keep them in the sun, a warm sunlight, 65 to 70 degrees, keeping them away from drafty windows. At night, we want to have the temperatures between 55 and 60. So maybe it's like a basement where it's in a light, you know, in a window in a basement where during the day it warms up, but at night it stays a little bit cooler. We want to then clean them up a bit. Once spring kind of starts to hit, you can cut them back. You can actually cut them back to the point, depending upon how big they are, almost to about 12 inches, 8, 12 inches. There is a way of what we're trying to do is make them bushier and get stronger, right? So we're looking to make the plant wider and have more leaf structure. The more leaf structure it has, the better chance you have for next fall into winter to get it ready to bloom again. So with this, once spring hits and you can put plants outside during the day, some people will actually take the poinsettia and put it in the ground for the spring and summer, looking to bring it back in to the home around September 1st. September 1st, that's when we start our wintering over process, or no, excuse me, our dark process. You know, getting the more dark at throughout the day, getting the poinsettia to push itself into growth, right? We bring it inside, and at 5 p.m. or so, we cover the plant or put it into a closet and keep it in darkness until the next day at like 7, 8 a.m. And we do this for about 8 to 12 weeks. Once that 8 to 12 week span is up, we bring it out into a sunny location, and it forms the bracts to start reblooming for you. But the key is making sure you bring it indoors and start this process mid-September. Again, it takes a couple months of this dark process to happen. Once we've gone through that process, then we start extending the number of hours of daylight. So keeping it warm that way. So that's what we're looking to do. But again, if you want to look at some more of that process, go on to our Facebook page and take a look. I want to say it's about a month ago. It might have been 2 months at this point. And you'll be able to see the whole process. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out. Now, for anybody else with questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham watering tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we had a couple questions in regards to what to do with the hibiscus bulbs, and then what to do with the poinsettias. And I had said, you know, take a look at our Facebook page. I thought it was a month ago. It was actually right before Christmas, so December 19th. And you'll see a big, like a Minnesota logo, University of Minnesota logo. You're not going to see a picture of a poinsettia. And this has that process where by holiday, it tells you what to do. And that's why I think it's so important. Because it just gives you a date to specifically look at it and say, okay, at this point I'm supposed to do this, not 8 weeks and 5 hours to this day, you know, that type of thing. So this poinsettia process, you know, starts off New Year's Day, goes to Valentine's Day, which you could use right now. You check your plant for signs of insects, such as whitefly, take care of them if need be. If you're plant has become long and leggy, cut back to about 5 inches tall to promote more compact growth. So at this point, you can do some pruning. The next holiday you're looking at is St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday. Yeah, I bet you can guess why. But what you do at that point is you prune off the faded and dried parts of the plants, remove the leaves from the soil surface, and add a little more potting soil if the roots are visible. Continue keeping the plant in a bright and sunny window. From there, the next holiday is Memorial Day. You trim off 2 to 3 inches of branches, promoting side branching. And then if you want to, you can continue growing your poinsettia in the potted plant. At that point, maybe it's transplant into a bigger container. That way, when the next season comes along, it has a better root system available. The next holiday you look for is Father's Day. That's one you can move the plant outside for summer. You place it in indirect light, not full sun, but indirect light. This is the time you can also put it into the garden if you're looking to. But you want to go with the indirect light so it's not hot sun at all times. Okay? For this period. 4th of July hits. You clean it up, trim it out. At that point is when you move it into the full sun. You continue to water and fertilize. That's when you will increase the amount of fertilizer instead of using a very light mix, because we're trying to accelerate some of the growth during this period. Because the next holiday is not till fall-ish, is Labor Day. At that point, that's when we usually start to bring it indoors. Earlier, just to be sure it doesn't get hit by frost in our area. You bring it into an area that gets at least 6 hours of direct light daily, preferably more. Once that new growth begins, that's when you reduce the fertilizer to a quarter of the recommended strength. Your next holiday, which really isn't a holiday that we celebrate, but it's fall equinox. So about September 21st, right? So fall is hitting. That is the time frame where you put the poinsettia in a dark period for about 16 hours of uninterrupted darkness. And then 8 hours of light every day. You do not want it to get any light during this dark period. It needs to be full dark. Okay? Once it, on those 8 hours, you want to make sure you rotate the plant daily so all sides get the even amount of light. Thanksgiving is when you will discontinue, so you will stop that long night treatment. From there, you put it in a sunny area that gets at least 6 hours of direct light. You reduce the amount of water because we're trying to stress the plant out a little bit and fertilize. Usually about Christmas time, that's when it starts to flower for you. So that's that whole process. Go to our Facebook page, Paul Parent Garden Club. And December 19th is when we put it out. Maybe I'll share it again for now, so for anybody who's looking for it, so you can get it a little bit easier. We're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.